Hi again, Medical Education Podcast listeners. This is Kevin Eva, the editor-in-chief of the journal, coming to you today as the new school term kicks off, but during a day that I've just heard some very exciting news. Judith Folks, who you'll hear momentarily, has just had her dissertation accepted. So some of the work that we're going to talk about will very soon be in a newly minted PhD. Judith is studying at Utrecht University in the Netherlands, and the specific component of her work is in the November 2019 issue of Medical Education under the title of Speaking Up, Support, Control, and Work Engagement of Medical Residents, a SEM analysis. Judith, before I say anything more, congratulations on achieving such an important milestone.
Yeah, thank you very much. It was a very nice email today to receive, and I'm very happy and grateful that I can finish my PhD now. So thank you very much.
Yeah, great news, and we'll try not to make this a grueling formal thesis defense, but nonetheless, maybe it's good practice.
Yeah.
So, speaking up, support, control, and work engagement of medical residents, I think what I'd love to hear you get us kicked off with is what the title means. What are you trying to better understand by looking at residents' role in quality improvement?
Yeah, well, the title is actually short for all the variables we measure in the article. And as you said, it's part of my PhD thesis, and my PhD thesis is about medical leadership and more specifically about practice behavior and also speaking up, as it says in the title. And we first actually did a qualitative research in which we found some clues that for residents to be able to speak up, it's actually important to feel safe, so to feel supported, and also to feel in control over their own environment. And it was in an explorative qualitative study. And we also did some literature reviews in the psychology literature and organizational sciences literature to learn more about what things enable residents to speak up. And we actually found that safety, so supervisor support, does my environment support this behavior? Do I feel appreciated if I speak up? It's very important for residents or for employees, and also to feel in control of your own environment. So to have the feeling that you can influence your own work environment. And so we wanted to measure those two variables together with speaking up. So if you have any suggestions for change in your daily practices, so that's the support and the control variable. And also we wondered whether or not work engagement, so the amount of energy you have and how you feel, if it also influences if you speak up or not. So if you're very tired or you're disengaged, yeah, you can think that people might not speak up or not be proactive. So we wanted to measure all those variables in one structural equation model. Yeah.
And just before I ask you to get into a bit more of those details, why did you think it was important to look at the residents' role in these sorts of activities? You know, there are a lot of things, obviously, that influence the quality of any healthcare environment. What was it about the residents' capacity to speak up that made you think that was a fundamental or particularly important part of the process?
Yeah, we believe that residents are actually the eyes and the ears for the people who make the rules, for the supervisors. In their daily practice, they meet a lot of patients, they see good and bad practices, so they really experience healthcare on the front line. And we believe that if they actually share these experiences, that you can enhance the quality of care. And we do not believe that all residents should speak up all the time or should do improvement projects all the time, but we do believe that it's important that they share the important information or the ideas they have when they are working with their supervisors and their peers, so that there can be like a continuous quality improvement cycle.
And as you alluded to earlier, it goes without saying in all likelihood that there would be many barriers that might prevent people from doing that even when they felt it was appropriate. So you've chosen job control and supervisory support. Can you tell our listeners a bit more about what those concepts refer to and how one goes about measuring such a complex construct?
Yeah, it's not easy to measure such a complex construct. And why we chose these two is because both in the qualitative study and also in literature, it is emphasized that job control, so being able to influence your own work environment, or having the feeling that you are able to influence your own work environment, it's actually very important for people whether or not they speak up, because otherwise they can think, oh, why bother? Why bother to speak up? Things will never change anyway. They won't listen anyway. Or here in this organization, whenever we suggest something, nothing gets done anyway. So actually, job control is very important for people when you want to change something. And there's a lot of literature on that, both in organizational sciences as well as psychology. So that's why we chose job control, because it's one of the more basic human psychology constructs, why you act proactively or not. And the other one, support, is more about whether or not you think that your supervisors will actually appreciate your behavior. So do you think they will not so much compliment you, but actually approve that you speak up, or do they think you will be more like a pain in the butt? So, yeah, do they think that you're complaining? Actually, in the qualitative study, we found that a lot of residents experienced that feeling that they thought they would complain or would not work hard enough whenever they found things that could be better. So they just said, well, I just have to remain silent, just do my best, just keep working, keep doing what I do. Then they will see me as a hardworking resident who is like a Superman and who doesn't complain, and I will just do my work. Instead of, if you experience maybe some redundancies in administrative tasks, or you think that some things on the work floor could be done way better, then it's actually not such a bad idea to share that information with your supervisor. Yeah, but we found in our qualitative study that a lot of residents did not feel that way, and that's why we chose these two constructs.
Well, and once you have those measured, many of our listeners won't be familiar with the notion of structural equation modeling. What's the advantage over using that technique as opposed to simply looking for correlations between all the variables that you looked at?
Yeah, we explicitly chose this method because it's actually theory-based. So also correlations could be inspired by theory, but with structural equation modeling, you first build a model based on theory. So we use the control, the support, and the voice, and we build that model first, and then you put all the data into the structural equation modeling program, and then you measure the whole model at once, and then you see whether or not your data fits with the model. So you do not only measure associations between two variables, but you measure the whole model at once. And the advantage is that a priori you put theory in, and then you measure it, and it's not like you have data and you will look whether or not it fits with the theory, but it's more the other way around. And we believe it was very elegant because we had the whole theoretical model first, and then you can use structural equation modeling with it.
Well, and I'll just pick up on that word elegance for a second. People often apply these models in a way that makes it appear as though they believe that there is one universal reality underlying all these things. And one of the things that particularly intrigued me about your results is that you've used these techniques, but in a way that makes it clear that what is particularly important might be dependent on context, that
the associations
vary. Can you explain to us why you looked for that? And for the sake of those who haven't read the paper yet, tell them a bit about that contextual variability?
Yeah, we actually did a multi-group M analysis. So we had 500 respondents, well, 499 respondents, and about 60% of them worked in hospitals and 40% worked outside of hospitals. And we believe that context, so the type of organization in which you work, influences these variables in the model. And with SEM, you can do a multi-group analysis, and you can check whether or not the model is the same in both groups or not. So, yeah, it does not believe that there's one universal truth, but it can vary over context. And that's actually more in line with reality. I do not believe that there is one big universal truth that we can put in a SEM and then put all our universal data in it and then get the answer to the question of life. So we used the multi-group modeling to check whether or not the model would work in both the context. And we actually got some very interesting results because we saw that especially for support, there were big differences between the both groups. So for residents who work in hospitals, like surgery residents or internal medicine residents or neurology residents, support was very important. But for residents who didn't work outside the hospital, so that's more public health residents, support actually was not important. And that was one of the major findings. And also for control, there were also differences. And actually, that was one of the very interesting results in our study, especially in the multi-group analyses.
Mm-hmm. Well, and how do you account for that? Even if it's speculative at this moment, do you have a theory as to why support matters so much more in hospital, but control matters so much more outside?
Yeah, we have some ideas on that. We believe that in hospitals, residents work more in a master-apprentices type of relationship, so that you work very closely to your supervisor, in which the hidden curriculum is also important, so hierarchy. And we think that might explain why support is important for hospital residents. And we think that outside hospital settings, people usually work longer in one environment. So in hospitals in the Netherlands, you change the department each 4 months. So you just work 4 months in a single department and then go to the next one. And usually outside hospital settings, you work for a year or longer in the same setting. And we believe that then you have the time to build your own support system at the place you work, and you're not so much dependent upon your supervisor. And so we think that might explain the difference between these two groups. And it's also known that in the Netherlands, outside hospital settings, sometimes you have a little bit more autonomy over your own work practices. So that could also explain the difference.
And I often ask people on these podcasts to wrap up with some indication of what the implications are and what might be done differently in the educational system. You're working as a medical resident currently, and I want to ask you a similar question, but from the perspective of the your trainee, what do you think residents should take away from these findings in terms of how they might be able to find more of a voice to help continue quality improvement efforts?
Yeah, I think both for important for residents, but also for the supervisors, is the idea that it's not only like a personal competency, whether or not you can speak up, but it's very much also contingent upon your environment. So for supervisors, it might be important to sometimes ask residents whether or not they have suggestions, which might lower the bar to speak up. And for residents, they might maybe look for that support or discuss with their supervisors whether or not there are some possibilities to increase that sense of control. But I think the most important and central idea of this article, and also of my thesis, is that it's not competency of an individual. So it's not he or she can or cannot speak up, but we have to find ways in the environment and to make it easier for people to speak up. And I think that's one of the most important messages of this article and also of my thesis. And there are just some first starting points to begin with. So, for instance, increasing the support system or maybe asking residents for their suggestions, and also to increase those feelings of control as well.
Excellent. Well, certainly an important message and important step in the right direction. So congratulations not only on this paper, but on the broader research program that it represents.
Thank you.
We look forward to hearing that your defense has been successful, although having heard you talk, I have no doubt that it will be. I'll just wrap up by saying that those who want more details, and we're providing this brief format, can find the paper that Judith Vogt has written in the November 2019 issue of Medical Education, entitled Speaking Up, Support, Control, and Work Engagement of Medical Residents, a SEM Analysis. Good luck with your defense, Judith, and as I said, we look forward
Thank
to hearing
you.
What comes next.
Yeah, I will certainly keep you up to date.